online.
On your smartphone.
From the KM Media Group.
This is KMFM.
With the latest news for Kent at 1. Here's Lucy Hickmott.
KMFM's been told teenagers are spending too long in their cells and violence is rife at a young offenders institution in Kent. A report on Cook and Wood has found staff shortages means some boys were being locked up for more than 19 hours a day. Inspectors say the site in Rochester was less safe in August than it was during their previous visit in 2016. Rob Priest is from the Howard League for Penal Reform, which campaigns for fewer people in prisons.
It's very important that if we do have to have them in a secure environment, that they're given access to education, exercise. That isn't happening at the moment in Cook and Wood. Because of the shortage of officers working in the prison, children aren't being let out of their cells and taken to the classrooms to learn.
An investigation's underway after a woman in her 50s died following a fire at a house in Broadstairs. Emergency crews were called to the property on Rectory Road just before 7 last night. It's not yet known how the blaze started. Theresa May's continuing her reshuffle with changes to junior ministers today. Mark Carney's lost his job as International Trade Minister and Joe Johnson's moved from universities to transport, but most of the top team has stayed put. Labour's Lucy Powell thinks the reshuffle on the whole has been lacklustre.
The big problem with this reshuffle is that they overbriefed it and then it's been under-delivered. But I think there are much bigger problems facing the country, quite honestly, than, you know, rearranging the deck chairs on a sinking Titanic.
Almost 300 lorries an hour travelled through the port of Dover last year, according to new stats. Bosses say they dealt with more than 2.6 million during the whole of 2017, a record amount of freight for the fifth year in a row. The chief exec says it's proof Dover continues to be the port of choice for hauliers travelling to and from Europe. A man's due in court later this month, accused of having a knuckle duster at a DIY shop in Canterbury. Police were called to the B&Q on Sturry Road on Sunday. A 37-year-old from Ashford has also been charged with shoplifting. A 38-year-old woman's been cautioned after admitting the same offence and possessing cannabis.
KMFM News.
A new film academy's opening in Medway later in memory of a Harry Potter actor. The Rob Knox Film Foundation's been given funding from Kent Police and the Crime Commissioner to set up in Chatham. The 18-year-old was murdered in London in 2008, and it's hoped the academy will help others succeed in the industry. Gillingham filmmaker Michael Waring will be running it.
The way to prevent the sort of knife crime that poor Rob suffered is by providing activities for young people to do and by showing the positive side of young people, so that there are some really good young role models out there for other people to look up to and inspire to be.
A UK-wide ban on products containing microbeads has come into force in an attempt to cut down on plastics in our oceans. They're used in hundreds of different cosmetic products like face washes and shower gels, but can be harmful to marine wildlife.
KMFM Showbiz.
Shape of Water leads the nominations for the BAFTA Film Awards with 12. Three Billboards Outside Ebbing, Missouri continues its success from the Golden Globes with 9 nods, the same number received by the Churchill drama Darkest Hour. Joanna Lumley is going to take over from Stephen Fry as host of the ceremony next month. She joked the presenter role has changed how she feels about the nominations.
Some part of your heart is always like, oh, I do hope. And sometimes you go, yes. And sometimes you go, oh, no, they left that out. And so it's always a terrific kind of turmoil of emotions. And I don't have to be connected with that because I'm above it all now.
Sport.
With dinoplumbingkent.co.uk, your local plumbing and heating experts.
Former England cricket captain Nasser Hussain says it's odd timing for Trevor Bayliss to announce he's stepping down as the national head coach in September 2019. With more on that and the rest of the sport this lunchtime, here's Molly.
Well, Bayliss will still be in charge for the World Cup and the Ashes next summer. His announcement comes after their 4-0 defeat in Australia over the winter. Hussain says Bayliss has a mixed record.
He's done incredible things with that white ball side. I mean, they are unrecognisable from the side 2 or 3 years ago, but let's be honest, as far as the test match side goes, especially away from home, they are a one-dimensional side. They rely heavily on swing and seam movement, which you don't get away from home.
Bayliss says he told his bosses a year ago about his decision to not stay on longer. And in football, Ebbsfleet United have signed fullback Laurie Wilson from Port Vale. The 30-year-old began his career at Charlton and has also previously played for Stevenage, helping them climb from the Conference into League One. He could make his Fleet debut against Maidstone as early as tonight.
That's the latest. Next update's at 2.